Lunchtime approaches. Yamunjai Mendy and her staff are getting ready for what has now become a routine, getting swamped by customers. Orders start coming by phone 2 hours before lunch. Yamu owns two restaurants and is already planning more with money she's saved up in the United States.
Coming back home, it's like the best thing for me. And yeah, it was good going. What I've learned, I learned over there because I left Gambia very young. But I just wanted to bring all of that knowledge here and then just share with people that you can really make it back home.
But real estate is having the biggest slice of remittances from Gambians abroad. This US-based real estate developer has sold dozens of properties in the Gambia and is building a set of 36 bungalows here.
I have no troubles selling. And again, the reason is because people have known me in this business for years. I have done it overseas and I'm doing it here.
From real estate to hospitality and retail, diaspora remittances are key to the local economy.
It's one of the most significant sectors of our economy. It's as much as almost 50% of our GDP, meaning that a lot of Gambians that are overseas send money to support their families, and more increasingly also to develop real estate, send their family and their children to school.
With a population of 2 million people, the Gambia receives an estimated $500 million in remittances from citizens in the diaspora. In 2021, that jumped by 50% to an unprecedented $778 million, despite the economic fallout from COVID-19. Now, these funds help to transform the economy of this small West African nation and its people.
Operators of this online trading platform sell organic homegrown groceries to Gambians abroad.
We wanted to get a portion of that remittance market and encourage them to remit food, healthy, not only food, but healthy food, organic food.
It helps the local farmers as well. With inflows expected to grow as the economy recovers from the impact of COVID-19, officials are hoping remittances will help return lost jobs during the pandemic and create even more to absorb the growing number of unemployed Gambians. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Banjul, The Gambia.